We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting four lines from the top of Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Maila. So look at like this. Hi Taina, the following Tana, which we see, it's the second Mandiyama in this Brisa. Maisle Ma'acha brings a raya to Tzaver from here. The Tana to the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk at the end of the parasha of Tumas Novela, Zois Toires Avahema. It says in this pasuk, and it's makish behema to oif. Behema oif are the same. Where do you see these toiras behema oif? And what are behema oif compared to each other? Oif le behema, oif to behema. I'll tell you, they're very different. Behema mitam maga masa. Behema, the nevela of a behema is mitam of a maga, touching a masa and carrying it. Oif ain't mitam of a maga masa. Oif, that's a oif to hira, is not matam magamasa. And on the other hand, oif matam begotten beis ablia. By oif, that's an oif tohira, that's an avela. If someone eats it, he becomes tamei beis ablia inside his throat. Behema ain't matam begotten beis ablia. If you don't touch it or carry it, it's not matam begotten beis ablia. So how are they the same? Beis a tohira shofs a behema life. So what are they the same? Oif le behema. Loim aloch. Ma behema beshchita. So behema needs shchita. Like we see from the pasuk of a shachat that's ben habakar, af oif v'shchita. Oif also has shchita. Imal halon. So this man is not bringing right. We're not bringing reference to the tzavar. I'm just saying b'chlal. He learns the hekesh behema to oif is that this is yesh l'shchita oif menat ha'ira. How do we know? Because hukesh behema. See, imal halon. If you experience the behema is b'roiv shnayim, needs two simanim. Roiv two simanim. Af kam b'roiv shnayim. Tamalim is zoitz. Zoitz taris v'habehema oif. So in my head, only behemoth needs two, but a oif is one simon is sufficient. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, a different shot in the hekesh behemoth oif. Be'ezer Torah shofsa behemoth oif oif lebehemoth, loim lach ma oif hechsheri minat tzavar. Just like a oif, you find clearly in the Torah that by malika, hechsheri is minat tzavar. You do it from a mul oira, from the neck. Af behemoth, hechsheri minat tzavar. Behemoth also is from the neck. So this is a raya that's on the neck, from the hekesh behemoth oif. And this is what we meant, Tana Maisla Mahacha. Imal halom mulayrif, just like if you learn that from Malika is from the back of the neck. Afkam mulayrif, may here also be from the back of the neck. Tamalayma, malak is roishoy mularpa, evaloy avdil, darshan is roishoy shazem mulayrif, ve'ein roishoy shalacha mulayrif. The roishoy of the other thing is not mulayrif, only this roish is from the back of the head, and not by a behema. Verabali has a high zois, by zois, a behema, tire behema, what does it do with zois? He learns also hekish, that's the back of the neck. What do you use zois for? Hi Zois Ma'avlei, Ilav Zois Havamina, Ma'oif, you would say like this, Fakert. Ma'oif Pesimen Echod, because we know by Chatas Oif it says, V'lo Yavdil, and we're learning out from Malika of Chatas Oif that has to be from the neck, so maybe also it's one Simmons enough. So it's like tomorrow, like this, you would think Ma'oif Pesimen Echod, Ha'pehim Pesimen Echod, Koshachmona Zois. That's why it says Zois, La'fuke, that it's two Simon. A third Rasha, Tani Bakapar, a third Rasha from this Pasuk. Bakbar is like this. It says in the pasuk, Zois Torahs are behema va'oif, and it ends off a fish. V'chol nefesh achaya remeses ba'mayim, v'chol nefesh retz la'aretz. So in this pasuk it says behema oif and fish. Tani Bakbar, Zois Torahs behema va'oif hital kashav la'oif bein behema la'dogim. The pasuk placed the bird between behema and the dogim. L'chayiv oif b'shnei simanim. Yeah, sure. To say oif is chayiv and two simanim is not possible. So hukas dogim, which is nothing. Dogim don't need, we'll see in a second why, dogim don't need shechita at all. The point of leiklum, yevsher, to pater with nothing, it's also not possible, shekar hukas lebehema, which needs two simonim. Haketzad, we're doing between. We have behema is two simonim, oif is one simon, and a dog is nothing. Ketzad, hachshir with simon echad, v'machshir with one simon. Now, and Tosfos speaks out, the word zois by behema, you have to use something else. We don't know what to use it for. Let's see, back apart. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Dogim la b'nei shchita nenumenal." How do you know dogim don't need shchita? Ilei Moshe Nachshav says in the pasuk, "This is by parash by loyscha." By the slav, it says in the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Hatzayin yibakir shachad lehem." If it's called gei ayam yosef lehem, it changes it. It starts off with shchita, and then it says yosef lehem. It's mashma ba'asifa ba'amosayiluhu. It's enough just gathering it up in the net. That's enough to you don't need shchita. Asifa alone is enough. Elam yatav etemar gavi slav, which is birds. Zechsev ve'yosu es a slav. I think asif is enough. Hakanam lav shchita. Va'amet l'fardu l'klum yafshe. You just told me that I need shchita. It can't be part of nothing. Shka hukus v'hema. It's hukus v'hema already. So no, Hasam like Siva Sifa Makam Shita. It doesn't say a Sifa instead of Shita. It just says Vyasu. The Achrini, the Shita Achrini. Hacha here it says clearly making a difference. Hacha Ksiva Sifa Makam Shita Achrini. It says Atani Baki is Shachet Lahem. And then it says here, and it's called the Yosef Lahem. So it's clear that there's a chilik over here. There's clearly a chilik between the fish and the dogim. So Torah is clearly making a chilik, and that teaches us that therefore by fish it's enough just to have a sifa, and you actually don't need a shchita by fish. What's the makar? Because it says Yosef Lahem. Now, do you need something by a, let's say you take a fish, you eat it live. Is that a problem? Do you need you need anything? Like, what's going on? So if you look at the Rambam says like this. Dogim v'chagavim einon tzrichen shchita. Don't need shchita. Ela asifosam hu amateras ha'isam. The asifas matter. That sounds like the asifas matter. Hareyu oimer ha'tzoinu bakas shachit lehem umach lehem and miskol digiyam yos lehem. Asifas dogim kishchitas bakar v'tzoinu. There's a big word in the Rambam, the Rambam really like this, the Kesemisto, that it says asifasam hu shchitasam. That is the shchita. If you don't do the asifa, and you don't gather up and let it die, then it's not called. It's not kosher. It's you not eat a live fish. According to the Rambam, would come out. It's all tumul, ayin shum. It's not for now, but listen to your local raid bite to pick up the geshmaka raid on that Rambam. So tomorrow bite, darash. Oivar Gililo. Behemo, we're going to get a stickle of a few lines of Agarat over here. Behemo Shinevras Menayabasha. Behemo, we know, we're going to see in the Gemara more clear like this, but Behemo was created from the earth, like a person, like a human. The fish were created from the water. A bird was a hybrid. It's created from water and earth. So Behemo Shinevras Menayabasha, Hakshare Vishesimanim. Because since it's from the earth, it's a stronger being, and it's harder to kill it, therefore you have to do two simanim. Dogim shivim ramayim, softer. Chshirim leklum, it's kosher with nothing. Oif, shnivim rakak, it was never from the rakak, which is like mud. Hechsher v'sivin echad. One sim is enough. Om rabbi shmul kovat ka, teida, bring your raya, that oif has shaykhis to fish. That's what that's the saying. Teida, shivim rakak revo, it's a little bit watery. How do I know? Tell you this. If it's just some kadogim, it has scales on its feet like fish. I don't know. I'm not so by Kant and Oifis, but I guess they have scales on the feet. So the fish, just like fish have scales, birds are a little like fish. They have scales on the feet, and that's a raya that they were created from the rakak. Zotik Moravite. I want to mention Oifis when I mention something else. But Oid Sha'alu. This is according to Rashi. Kantrinkin Ahagmoin was a guy. He asked Rabbi Gamil this question. And according to Tosfos, he asked Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh this question. Svoit Shalu, Kosov Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, Vayoimer Lekim Yishutu Amayim Sheres Nefesh Chaya Va'oif Yoifif. It's clear that out of the water will sprout out the oifis. Amo Mayevro, that the birds were created for Mayim. But Ksiv, another pasuk says, Vayitzer Hashem Lekim in Adoma, Kol Chaya Sasoda, Ve'ez Kol Oif Hashemayim, so it says in the pasuk, Hashem created me Adam, what? So what's going on over here? Where the oifa is, this is what the Hegman asked Rav Gamil, according to Rashi. He asked him, like, what's going on? You're telling me now that it's from the water, then the pasuk says from the Adam. Make up your mind. Alma Aranibro. So Rav Gamil answered his enemy, Minarakak Nivra'u. It was created from the mud. Raw Tamidim and Stakim was ever there. Rav Gamil saw his Tamidim looking at each other. What? That's pshat. Omalem kasha beinechem shidachisi es oivai bekash. You like it's bad if I answer my oivai like with some silly teretz. And why that's not the teretz? I mean, a mayim nivru. Really, what they're created only from water. But lama havi and aladam because lam shame. When the pasuk says vayitza Hashem alakim es min adama kol chayes asada is going on kol chayes asada veis kol oivai shemayim vayovay aladam liros mayikraloi. The words of Kol Ha'Shemayim is going at the end of the pasuk that they got names from Adama Rishon, but not that it's created from Adama. That's what he said. So it's not really created from the mud; it's really from the water. But yes, Shaimrim b'Lashon Achar. Some say the story in a different lashon. He answered the Hagmoin the second way. Amalois Hagmoin. Yes, Shaimrim b'Lashon Achar. Amalois Hagmoin. He answered the second lashon to the Hagmoin that's really from the water, and the pasuk is going on the name. Why is that better? It's clearly that Vayitzar is going on Oif HaShemayim as well, and therefore that's the real Teretz, feet of Yashemrim, that they were created from the Rekak. Ein shchita loif min ha'tayru. He holds there's no shchita min ha'oif min ha'tayru. How do I know? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, ve'ish ishim bnei yisho min ha'ger gar b'shoichem, ashi yotzut tzeit chaya o'oif, ashi ye'ochel, v'shofach es domoi, v'chiso v'ofa. You have to have kisa adam, but v'shofach es domoi. So it says, v'shofach b'shvicha v'alma sagi. Shvicha v'alma is enough. Rashi, a very important Rashi, it's really touched before, so we spoke to that one in that shir as well. Okay, so we're saying now, oif does not need shchita, it's enough to do shvicha. You can just kill it. So we know this whole parasha of nivas oif tar has about to have an avela. Zokt Rashi in Taisa 4, so that if you only need shvicha, vadi need an ikur, you have to kill it by the simonim, either pulling out the simonim or giving a good slice by the simonim. You don't need shchita, but vadi need ikur. But if the behemoth drops dead, or if someone shoots it in the stomach, avada, it's called an avela, even if you hold ein shchit loif min ha'tayra. Min ha'tayra, it's an avela. So again, ein shchit loif min ha'tayra, shnema, shavach, shivu, ma'ama, sagi. Frank Mayachi, the same passage, chaya also. Chaya nami. And if you want to know, iskish apsul ha'mkdashim. Chaya, there's a hekesh to apsul ha'mkdashim, it says, katzvi v'chaya yol. And therefore, we know we need shchita. Just like kachim needs shchita, this needs shchita as well. Which is a really, really behema. Behema needs shchita, this needs shchita. We have Zoyz Torahs Abhema Vaif. So Oif was Hushka Bahema. The Khsiv Zoyz Torahs Abhema Vaif. So I'm going to Shafach. He says Vashafach. So that knocks out the Hekesh. So, Freit the Gemara. And we know we're using the Hekesh. So when we use the Hekesh, we have this Hekesh. This is actually a Hekesh that we use that's from Hatzavar. We saw from here that this is the Makar that Shchit is from Hatzavar. That we learned that from Likas Oif. So we have the Hekesh. So if you have the hekesh, so you see there's a shchita oif min ha'tayra, ein hekesh lo mechza. So Mar says, no, it says v'shafach. So my chaz is the shadri le'a oif, shadri ha'chai, it's going on chai, to knock out that hekesh. And for the Gemara, m'stav rom is m'sholach m'nei. Since v'shafach comes after the word oif, chai is first. It's chai oif, asher yochel v'shafach, so it's m'stav is going on oif, and therefore teaches us oif does not need a shchita min ha'tayra. So simen n'snabal dam b'malika. Meisvei... So we'll start the next Gemara, I can finish it, but we're going according to Man Yama, Ein Shkita Lo'if Min HaTorah, and I have some kashas in this Man Yama. Meisvei, HaShoichev and Esnav Lo B'Yad, someone's shechting oif, let's say, becomes an avela, or you do it on purpose. HaNoichev M'Vam Ha'Aker, you cut it open on purpose, you pull out the simon on purpose, Potem L'Chases, there's a Ptur Kisei Adam. Now we know Kisei Adam is only by Chaya Oif, so it's his Klar, by Oif. If you do Ikur, it's potter. Why? Midaraisa, that's a good shchita. You should do kisa adam. Even if you tell me midarabanan, you can't eat it. Midarabanan is a chiyav shchita, but still, midaraisa is no chiyav shchita. So you have to, ikur is enough, that you chayav kisa adam. V'yam is ein shchita lof min ha'tayra, nechiros azu is shchita asoi, that is a shchita, you chayav kisa adam, l'bayi kisu, then we're in misavis ba'if, lo'i b'chayav, we're talking about a chayav in this braisa. Not talking about, this might be a mishnah, this Mishnah is talking about a chaya, we're not talking about an oif, and therefore, Taka, you do not need kisa adam. Why don't you need kisa adam? You only need kisa adam when you're eating the animal, when you eat the animal. But if you can't eat it, then don't need kisa adam. Toshima, let's say someone's shaykhit, Hashaykh v'charach adam. He's being shaykhit, but now needs kisa adam, but he needs adam. He needs adam for something. So he doesn't want to cover it, he needs adam. Chayev l'chas, you still have to cover it, and once you cover it, you can't use it anymore. Too bad. The chiyev kisa dam. So if you need dam from a behema, what do? Or oif. If you need a behema, behema doesn't have kisa dam. If you need dam from an oif or a chayev, what do? Ketzer oisa. Oy noich roi. Either you cut it open or you pull out the simen, and then you can have a dam. So my lab, I'm talking about an oif, on top of chesem lav, I'm talking about an oif, and the kabayri leila dame linkam, you need it for mothballs. Something like that. It used to be like certain worms and moths used to eat up the clothing. So you used to soak it in dam, and that kept away the moths. So isn't it for a dam of oif? It makes sense. It's talking about charcoal dam, and it says what does it say over here that there's no kisa dam by noichrei oikra. So it's a kash on the man dam and ishutaf na tayra zimar loy b'chaya the kaboy lele demal lalaka. You need the dam for dye. You used to use it for red dye. And that's what you're using it for. So I can stop over here, middle of this Gemara. So we're up to the Mandiyama over here, in Shchit Loif Minatayr, trying to ask Kashin that Mandiyama. We'll continue tomorrow with Mandiyama in Shchit Loif Minatayr. We'll see if we slug up that Mandiyama or not.